Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture, checking those crop progress, planting progress numbers from USDA yesterday afternoon. As we mentioned earlier, 1/5 of the corn got planted last week. That puts current planting progress just 6% behind last year's 76%. Iowa corn, 78% planted. Illinois, 67%. Minnesota is at 81%. Nebraska, 79%. But an active weather pattern with more heavy rain and thunderstorms forecast for much of the Corn Belt this week could spell another delay and possible flooding threats for farmers. But despite last week's storms, corn and soybean growers made planting headway.
No matter where in the country that major crops are grown and are being planted,
producers are making pretty remarkable progress in spite of ongoing active weather.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says producers this past week have been taking full advantage of gaps in storminess to get some planting done.
That is especially true this week across the northern Corn Belt, where we saw pretty impressive progress on some of the planting numbers.
For example,
we saw planting progress of 25% or more, in other words, a quarter of the crop planted during the week in five states, four of them across the northern Corn Belt, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. And then throw into that mix Illinois.
Nationally, despite wet weather, corn growers have managed to get 70% of the crop planted. That's within 1% of the five-year average. Soybeans, 52% planted, 3% ahead of average.
You do have to remember that we still have the very slow, very wet 2019 planting season still in that five-year average. So that does skew that five-year average a little lower than the other 4 years in the five. But in terms of emergence, generally not an issue. It's been plenty warm. And with some of that earlier planting, we're getting good emergence of that crop. So the emergence number jumped 17 points during the week to reach 40% emerged. U.S. corn five-year average emergence is 39%, but we are running a bit behind where we were at last year at this time when we were at 46%. We saw then more than 20% of the corn emerging during the week ending May 19th in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska.
Now taking a look at soybean planting progress.
Nationally, 52% of the U.S. soybean intended acreage planted by May 19th. That is ahead of the five-year average of 49%, but behind last year's 61%. Now the national number showing 17% of the U.S. soybeans planted during the week ending May 19th. But if we look at those individual states, we saw more than 1/5, more than 20% of that crop planted in several states, including Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas.
And North Dakota, soybean planted 33% ahead of 15% last year, 24% for the five-year average. Minnesota's soybeans planted reached 51%, and South Dakota, 37%. How about winter wheat heading out?
We have 69% of this crop heading out nationally, significantly ahead of the five-year average of 57%, and last year's 58%. Things are really taking off due to the warmth and the moisture in the soft red winter wheat areas of the Midwest. For example, heading progress in Ohio now 70% on May 19th. Five-year average is just 21%. And we're seeing some equally impressive numbers as you move northward into Michigan. 21% headed May 19th. Five-year average is just 3%.
Topsoil moisture supplies in North Dakota, 77% adequate, 7% surplus. Minnesota, 74% adequate, 18% surplus. South Dakota, 80% adequate, 12% surplus. Now you're up to date on the planting and crop progress numbers. Let's take one more break. This is Inside Agriculture.